Welcome to episode 472 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and George. Alaska is one of those magical places that we find ourselves returning to time and again. If you're a fan of the great outdoors, there's so much waiting for you. Recently, our own Outlander agent, Anna, was a guest of Visit Anchorage and got to experience it firsthand, and she's here tonight to tell us about it. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So this is awesome. This is like most people think about Alaska in terms of cruises, but you got to go up and do a big portion of the land too.
Yeah.
So this was your first time in Alaska?
It was, yes.
And what did you think?
I'm ready to go back.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It gets in your blood.
It's absolutely beautiful. I couldn't describe how just the landscape and just the people, and it was just a beautiful place.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because since you did this trip, my husband has been making me watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and they keep showing Anchorage, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't go to this place. I need to go back and go to this place. So,
I went to one of the Triple D places in Anchorage while I was there, and yes, the food was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, and they have good breweries and stuff too. Okay, so talk about what you did. When did you get there? What did you do?
Okay, so I arrived on, I don't remember the dates I was there.
Just what month was it?
I was in September. It was in September. Okay. So I flew into Anchorage, and we got checked into the hotel, and then we had dinner that night in Anchorage. We stayed at the Hilton in Anchorage downtown. It was
very convenient to the Alaska Railroad, and
it is. And we just walked to dinner. Like everything is so walkable from there. That's what I really liked. That we could just walk everywhere for shopping and dining. And
I agree. Did they talk a lot about the earthquake that made the whole town two different levels?
During the trolley tour that we took while we were there, they did. They took us to what's it called? They call it Earthquake Park, where the ground there was like waves. They said if you would imagine you and another person each holding the side of a bed sheet and going and hands up and down, and it creates the waves. They said that that's what the land, the earth did in that part of Anchorage, and you could see the landscape. It looks like rolling hills. It was really wild. But they did talk about that.
I think it's cool because like downtown Anchorage, I guess it used to be a lot more level, and now there's like a big hill like halfway. So is the Hilton like down that hill near like the Ulu factory?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
They're actually renovating it. Like the rooms are in the process of being refurbished.
Okay. Nice.
Because we stayed in two different room types because we were there
twice. Yeah.
Yes, we were there twice. So the first room that I was in was not a refurbished room, but the second room I was in was a refurbished room. So
They taught me a really good trick while I was there. Mm-hmm. See, you know, in most hotels they have hangers. And they have the pants hangers with the little clippy things.
Yeah.
So you use that on the curtains to keep them closed, so you have true blackout curtains, so it doesn't gap a little in the middle.
Nice.
And you need that in Alaska because, you know, I was there in June when, you know, the sun came up at, you know,
2 a.m.
3 in the morning. And it never really, really got dark.
Yeah, so September would be...
September was different, yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of half and half, you know? Yeah. What was the weather like?
Normal, I guess. Unfortunately, we had a lot of rain while we were there. But what I did learn was that there is no bad weather in Alaska, just unprepared people. Huh? So I actually went prepared with a rain jacket and some really great boots, and the rain didn't faze me at all. I was never uncomfortable. But we did get a good bit of rain. I think the weather hovered mostly around the low 50s.
Okay.
So it was fairly mild. Yeah, it might have dipped into the upper 40s, you know, some like during the day, you know, but yeah, it was fairly mild. It wasn't like frigid cold. It was definitely quite manageable.
Yeah, I know they always say layers, just bring layers. Yes. And yeah, I agree with that. Yes. It's like, yeah, because you don't really, I've been there when it can get kind of warm, you know, like especially if you're on a cruise because you're further south. But
it was warm when I was there in June. And I mean, I'd taken long sleeves for everything and I regretted it. I should have brought, you know, t-shirts.
You were the That's unprepared what I did,
t-shirts
person.
And like little cardigans or whatever. And you know, I definitely layered just in case.
Perfect. Do you remember where you ate that first night?
Yes, actually, I was going back through my notes from where we, some of the places where we went. And that first night, we ate at a place called Glacier Brew House.
Oh, nice.
And it was really good. Cool. It was really, really good. Yeah, and that was walking distance from the hotel.
I know. I always encourage people not to stay near the airport. Get to that downtown area because you don't need a car.
To the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you get down there.
Yeah.
And did you Uber or anything, or did they pick you up at the airport?
No, they actually picked me up at the airport.
Okay.
So I have my own private transportation in a very nice. I think it was like a Suburban type vehicle. I even when after my first flight, it was arriving to the airport on my way out, I realized that I forgot a hairbrush. Just a hairbrush for me, and not having a hairbrush does not work. They even stopped and let me buy a hairbrush.
Oh, that's cool.
They were very nice and accommodating. But then for the rest of the trip, they had a Sprinter van. Mm-hmm. So that's how we got around. So that was really nice.
Cool. So what'd you do when you left Anchorage the first time? Where'd you go?
So from Anchorage, we went to Girdwood and visited the Alyeska Resort, which I've learned is the only 5-star resort in all of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that open for skiing in September?
The resort was open. There was no snow, so there was nobody skiing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So, but the resort itself is open year round. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't, there was no skiing yet, but we did take the, what's it called?
That tram.
It's like a lift that goes, not mm-hmm. a lift, it's not like a ski lift, but
the gondola.
Yeah. It holds like 60 people. We took that up to the top. It wasn't open yet, but there's a restaurant up there because we were there kind of early in the day, so the restaurant stuff wasn't open yet, but there's a restaurant up there, some beautiful views. That was really neat. That's a really beautiful property.
Now when I was up there, they were actually building the spa a couple of years ago. Did you get actually to see the new spa? Because it's a whole Nordic thing.
Right. Yeah. We didn't get to go inside of it, but yeah, they did show us, we did see, the spa area, but yeah, that is open now. So
very good.
Cool. That was cool. But
I've been there before when it was raining at the resort. And when you got up on top of the mountain, it was snowing and people were skiing. It was really wild. Yeah.
It was really cool. It was a really neat place. I'd definitely like to go back there and stay a night or two.
Yeah. That's on a lot of cruise tour itineraries. I've had people stay there.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to stay there for a night. So,
yeah. Were the rooms nice?
They were nice. However, the tubs were definitely not designed for life-size people. They'd be perfect for a kid, and a kid would fit, but I could barely sit in the tub. Stretch my legs out. So FYI, the tubs are tiny. You definitely want to take a shower.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of something you have to set expectations with Alaska in general, because we call it 5-star, but like, I mean, the 5-star would be because it has the spa and different amenities
and restaurant.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But everything is kind of rustic in Alaska in general. And I would say you might have some sticker shock at what a $500 a night hotel really is in Alaska, you know, because it's just a little more modest, I guess.
It was in our group did ask about, you know, they're, you know, having luxury clients that want luxury accommodations, and that's just not something you find in Alaska. It's not because you're not there. You're there to sleep and shower, like, and you're there to enjoy the outdoors
doing
of Alaska,
stuff.
Not to be in your hotel. So they don't really.
Now they did have, they did tell us about one place that it's a glamping tent or yurt that's on top of a mountain, and the only way to get there is by helicopter, and they helicopter you in and they helicopter you out. So it's more, it's not so much that it's luxurious, it's very private.
Right. Yeah.
That so you're not going to be inundated with anybody. So if you really, if you're a celebrity or something and you want to get away, that might be right up your alley.
Yeah.
If you want to be off the beaten path.
Yeah.
I think if you want luxury in Alaska, I think you should do a luxury cruise, like a small ship, you know, and go to like a bunch of different little ports. But then you're not really getting up to Anchorage, which is.
Right. You're not getting that land portion
exactly. So then on you know, onward from Alyeska.
Okay, we did let's see, we visited the what's it called, the conservation center. Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. I knew it had like a specific name. conservation. I got it. We went there, and you know, bears and moose and
rehabilitation and all that.
All the animals that they take in are orphaned or injured, and they take care of them and give them forever homes. So we went there. I think one of the there were two highlights for me. One was we did, after that, beyond that, we went to Palmer, and we stayed at the, what's the name of the, give me 2 seconds and I'll tell you the,
is it the Abode Well Cabins?
That was actually... Yes, we stayed at the Abode Well Cabin, and that was where that was the Seavies. They're big into the, you know, the Iditarod. They've won, won awards, and they've been raising sled dogs since, for probably like, 60 years or something, like a really long time.
Right, because like the father was like a really, he was a big name in the sport. And
he
then
was,
his son
So we got to visit there. And so we got to learn all about the dogs. So we got to hold little puppies. And we got to go on a dog sled ride. And that was really fun. And that what was interesting about that is, you know, I told you it was like in the low 50s when we were there.
Right.
The dogs kept having to, we kept having to stop because the dogs would get, so that the dogs wouldn't get overheated, because their ideal running temperatures is, you know, between like negative 10 and negative 30.
It's crazy.
Is what they like. So we kept having to stop, and you know, we're all like in coats, and you know, we're all like cold, and you know, we're stopping so the dogs won't overheat. That just was really crazy to me.
Yeah, I love visiting those dogs because I haven't been to that particular kennel, but I've done a couple of it, and I just love how happy those dogs seem to like get out there and run, you know, like they
even when they were like hooking them up, like they're all going completely crazy because they know that they're getting ready to run, which is what they love to do.
And they're not husky dogs, like you see these pictures of, and they're like, no, they're kind
they're
of
much thinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're smaller and thinner.
They kind of described it to, like, if you see, like, these marathon runners or, you know, they're very lean and they're tall. And, you know, so when you look at the dogs, you think, oh, my gosh, are they fed? Like, they're skinny, but they are so strong. And, I mean, they talk to us about their diet and it, I mean, they're amazing animals. But, yes, they are not huskies. They're actually... they're mutts. They've perfected this breed, which is just kind of a mixture over the years. They told us that even if we took one of those little puppies home, one of those itty bitty little 2-week-old puppies home into our home, they said the amount of even though they've never run and they've, you know, it's just, it's in their DNA and they're bred to be those types of dogs. They said you wouldn't be able to, they'd probably tear up your furniture and chew through walls and because they just want.
It's like when you get a herding dog and it like herds your kids, you know?
Right. Oh yeah. I had that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an instinct and they're happy when they're doing that job that they were made to do.
And, and they'll do it until they keel over. They've had them like, they don't want to stop.
So yeah.
We'll do it until they're gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But they're amazing animals.
Oh, I know. I love puppies.
So yeah, they so have awesome. Those abode cabins are on the CV property.
Okay, cool.
And they have, I stayed in one by I had my own little cabin with a king size bed, which was the most comfortable bed I think I've ever slept in in my life. They had metal roofs. And it rained all night.
Oh.
And they're in the woods. Like, they're tucked into the woods and really spaced out. So they're extremely secluded and private. That was probably the best night's sleep I've ever gotten.
So how many people would it hold? Could you put a family of, like, four in there? Or is that just
for
two people?
They have six cabins that are king size, so it would just be two. Mm-hmm. They have six cabins that are queens, so you could put four in there. And then they have one family cabin that sleeps up to eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is, like... midway between Anchorage and Seward, or it's what's the?
This is actually, it's actually just maybe a maybe 10-minute drive into like Seward, like down. I guess they're downtown,
right?
In Seward, so it's not very far. So it's definitely closer to Seward than Anchorage.
So that's a really cool option if you are doing a cruise and want to do some land, because that's where your cruise ship is going to be probably. Yeah, most of them.
Well, we did see, and I forget which cruise line it was now, but there was actually a bus that pulled up because there was a group dog sledding before us, and they were with a cruise line because we saw them getting on the. They were getting. Onto the bus as we were going in to get ready for the dog sled stuff. So
nice.
Yeah, that's definitely a cool option.
Yeah.
Definitely something I would recommend.
So did you get to eat anywhere in downtown Seward? Or
we ate what was the name of that place? There was a really cool little spot down there where we ate.
That little town is so tiny.
It's very like
it almost feels like old Western haunted, like gold rushy, you know, kind of
right. Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like what I would imagine like Alaska to look like. Looking up the street, you know, with all the little restaurants and little shops, and it's very quaint. I really liked Seward. And we did the Alaska Sea Life Center there as well. So that was cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah. See the puffins. That was
neat. Yeah.
Nice. So whenever you did your Kenai Fjords cruise, are you going to make me jealous and tell me that you saw whales?
We did see orcas.
Did you?
That video and photo of them breaching the water. Like it was just. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was really cool. We saw a couple of bald eagles, like really close. I got a couple of really great shots of two bald eagles. We saw sea lions and otters and all kinds of cool stuff. That was really neat.
Nice. I think the day I did mine, it was like choppy water or something. And they were like, yeah, the whales are out here, but you're probably not going to see them. I was like, ugh. It took me like three times going to Alaska to see whales. It was ridiculous. Like, it took a while. It was crazy. But
I was really hoping to see like a moose walking down the street in Anchorage. Like, I've heard people talk about that. I didn't see that.
See, I saw them in Earthquake Park.
Oh, okay. Well, we tried. Yeah, we.
It wasn't the rut, so I mean, it was. They had just kind of come out, and mamas with their new babies, and if you saw any mamas with new babies, you walked the other way.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to get.
You don't want to mess with a mama.
No, you don't. No.
Did you see any bears?
Get a little upset.
Well, we did see. Well. In the wild, yes. When we did our helicopter tour, we actually saw probably 15 to 20 bears, like random, like in like their own like little group, not all at one time, but like their little, like saw mom and a couple of cubs, like running on the hillside from the helicopter. Yeah. That was really neat. And then, of course, we saw them at the conservation center.
Right. Yeah.
They were there, but like in the wild. We saw him from the helicopter. That was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So when did you do the Alaska Railroad? Where did that fit in?
That was when, let's see, Seward going back to Anchorage for the second time. So, because you remember, I stayed at Hilton when we first arrived, and then we left and we stayed at the abode cabins, and then we stayed at where we did the Alaska Glacier Lodge.
Okay,
that's where we did the helicopter tour.
So did you do that before you went back to Anchorage, or I guess you must have, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yes. Okay, yes. Cool. So anything you want to say about the Alaska Railroad?
The Alaska Railroad was really cool. We did the leg from Seward to Anchorage.
Okay.
And we did the Gold Star dome service.
Nice.
Which I would definitely recommend. Because once I got home, of course, I started researching and looking at the other levels, like what they include, what they don't include. But the Gold Star dome, I mean, clearly you've got the dome, which is really, really cool. It included a meal. So we got to go down into the dining car, which of course there's more, you know, beautiful scenery. And we got a meal and two drink tickets, like for an alcoholic beverage. So that was really cool. That was absolutely beautiful. I think I missed maybe the last, I don't know. It got dark. So maybe about the last hour of the ride, I was fast asleep. I was so exhausted.
Really? Or was it the wine?
When you go up to visit Anchorage and you do a familiarization trip up there, they tend to run you from dawn till dusk, which, you know, in Alaska is a long time.
It is. It was great. So it was probably, you know, I got that nice. And it wasn't, because like if you're staying in the adventure class, you can purchase like sandwiches or salads. It's like grab and go stuff. Like we had like a hot meal, like, they had like, I think, I don't remember what all they had. But we had like pot roast and like potato, like just all kinds of good, like it was a nice hot meal. So of course that plus a glass of wine, it got dark.
Getting tired. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Long day. That's cool.
Yes.
Oh, I love it though. Let's just imagine. So yes. So we talked about the trolley tour. So the, Kinnick River Valley, that's where you stayed in the Glacier Lodge. Is that right? Or how did this go? You get off the train.
Yes. Now the helicopter, the Alaska Glacier Lodge, that is in Palmer, and that's about an hour from Anchorage. So I'll just back up because we did that before the train, because the train was the last thing that we did going back to Anchorage. So sorry. Like Donna said, everything's so packed. I'm like trying to remember like the order that we did everything in just is fuzzy. But we did stay at the Alaska Glacier Lodge prior to doing the train back to Anchorage. And we just stayed one night there. And again, we had, you know, they're like little individual cabins. They're absolutely adorable. And they've got a really great restaurant there where we had dinner. Everything's locally, all the food's locally sourced, everything that they can.
Yeah.
And then the food was outstanding.
Nice.
And there's a mom and baby moose that kind of hang out on the property there. So while we were eating dinner, we glanced out the window and they're just kind of hanging out, just
that's cool,
munching on the vegetation while we're eating dinner. It was pretty cool.
Aw, that's cool.
But that's also where we did the helicopter tour to Knik Glacier.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, right?
That was quite an experience.
I saw your video. You were like drinking straight out of the glacier.
The glacier water. Yes. Yes. That was the best, hands down, the best water I've ever had. So they actually told us ahead of time, which I'm glad they did because I wouldn't have thought about it, to bring an empty water bottle with us and we could fill it up. So, of course, and when I got up the next morning in my water bottle, it was still freezing cold.
Really?
And I sipped on it slowly the whole rest of, you know, the next day trying to.
That's so cool.
Trying to savor it. It was so good. Yeah, nice. That was cool.
That is cool. Did they give you like the crampons to put on your shoes and stuff to dance around the glacier?
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah. When I did that, the helicopter pilot told me that there had been like a lake on one point, like the day before, like it just drained out it was like really wild. And he also told us we were going like 100 miles an hour. And I was like, wait, who is going 100 miles? Cause
they told us we were going really I don't know that they told us specifically how fast we were going, but like,
it's crazy.
Going that fast.
I know. And then they would point out like the doll sheep on the mountain and stuff, and they would be tiny. Like, I'm surprised you could see the bears, you know, because I just remember the sheep being like really little.
Mm-hmm. But
that's cool.
Yep.
So yeah, that was really neat. What is Raven's Perch? Is that a restaurant or?
Raven's Perch. Yes, that's the restaurant at Alaska Glacier Lodge.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had caribou medallions there. I had never had caribou before.
Ooh, what did you think?
It was delicious.
Did you have any reindeer sausage in Anchorage from like the carts? Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Probably because you've talked about it, Sandy.
I think Lindsay's the one that talks it up so much.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was determined to try a few new things while I was there, so I did.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's cool.
Thank you.
I know. And the seafood is so good. I love getting like crab and salmon and stuff when I'm in Alaska. It's just
I had
so good.
Halibut. Was it halibut?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the cheeks?
The what?
Halibut cheeks.
I don't think so.
That's like the prime cut of a halibut is the cheeks.
Okay.
That's like the best part to have. And it's the most succulent piece of fish on the whole fish.
Okay, the next time I'm gonna remember that next time.
You have to fight someone.
I've never had I'm not really really big on seafood. There's a small handful of things that I like, but the halibut was really delicious. It was really good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Any other highlights you want to note before we finish up?
Gosh.
So it's like you packed a lot into like 4 days.
Oh, we really did. Yeah. It was a very packed 4 days. I'd like to go back now and maybe do a combination cruise tour and do land and sea is what I'd like to get and have a little more time there. Be quite as rushed. I mean, I'm really like thankful for all the activities that we got to do.
But even like, you know, now you got to go back and do Denali and you got to go do Fairbanks.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah, to get to do Denali or Fairbanks.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely want to go and do that. So it's next on the, it's on the list.
Yep. I know. I feel you. It's on the list. Or do a cruise too. Cause
yeah.
Then you get all those other cities too.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Anna, for being here tonight.
Yay!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.